focus in this theme was really to try and look at a case study. So in my choice of case study, I was looking around in the news in the UK and thinking, who is having a difficult time? And I decided these two were having a difficult time. So I will explain a little bit about the background for people who aren't familiar with the story. But to me, this is kind of the story of a Greek tragedy in our modern times, and it's affected so many things. And I'm just going to really just focus in on a tiny, tiny bit in this process. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with these characters, Chris Hoon was a Liberal Democrat MP, and he was a member of the government. So he was a member of the coalition government. Very, very powerful guy. Vicky Price is his ex-wife, so we've all been party to witnessing what's happened to their relationship as it's dissolved over the last couple of years. Now, one of the things that's intriguing about this story, for me at any rate, is that when people talk about it, the sort of focus is really, how on earth could two people who were that successful, who were both apparently incredibly bright, be so stupid? Because for anyone who doesn't know, these two are now in prison. And it's a story of ambition and revenge, so it's got great big themes, fantastic themes. So, and just thinking about that, it brought to mind this quote that from Dame Rudyard, that events don't happen to us, but people happen to events. So this is what got me thinking about these two. And then I was also considering, so how responsible are we really for some of our own difficult times? You know, sometimes we blame dreadful fate, and actually it's our own behaviour, it's our own way of operating that has caused our disaster. Now, having said that, I don't think any of us believe that we are responsible for everything. You know, the collective will have an impact on our lives, but, you know, I'll be honest and say that sometimes I've got myself into a real old pickle. It's entirely my fault. So the second thought I had about this is that we believe that an astrological perspective can help or support ours and support our clients to move through things and to see things differently. So I was wondering, what would have been different, maybe, perhaps, if Vicky Price and or Chris Hoon had come to one of us for a consultation? So we're in the land of fantasy, clearly. And also, you know, there is no answer to those questions, but I thought the exploration might be quite interesting. So first of all, I'm not going to go into great depth in these charts. I just want to have a look at a couple of things. So Chris Hoon is a Cancerian. And the first thing that you notice up there is, oh, by the way, these are noon charts. I haven't got the exact time. So on this chart, I think we need to ignore the moon, really, because I've no idea what time it's born. And also the angles are not necessarily accurate. But there's certainly a stellium in Cancer. And if we look at his sun up there, it's conjunct Jupiter and it's conjunct Mercury. So we're sort of getting the impression maybe of someone who is very confident, sometimes perhaps overconfident, very confident in his intellectual ability, and also probably pretty bright. This chart, he hasn't got any planets in immutable signs, so perhaps he's not terribly flexible as a possibility. So, but he's driven. He likes a challenge and he likes to initiate things, we could say. We've also got some planets in Leo, and I suspect that the moon probably was in Leo when he was born. And so this is someone who probably enjoys the limelight and who's got quite a good ego developed. So, you know, he will do well in Parliament, for sure. He'll stand up and fight his corner. One of the things that I thought was quite interesting about this chart is this Mars there in Capricorn, which is clearly in a good place, but it's actually retrograde. So what does that mean about the way that he asserts his will? Does he sort of get angry with himself? Is he pushing it internally? How does he assert himself in the world? Is he good at assertion, or does he find it difficult? Is he more likely to perhaps be sometimes a little more passive than he wanted to be, and maybe at other times a little more aggressive? I don't know, but it turned direct when he was 26, so maybe by the time he's now 50-something, he may have got used to that energy. I just was curious as to what was going on there. So I think that's all I'll say about him. Vicky Price, his ex-wife, is also a Cancerian. So, and if we look in the, what is set in the 11th house there, there's a very tight conjunction with Mercury, Pluto, and the South Node. So whenever I've read anything about, and believe me, I've read a lot about Vicky Price, everybody says she is incredibly bright, ferociously bright. So this would imply that she's someone as well that doesn't take things at face value, that she, you know, looks beneath the surface. Brilliant researcher, probably. So she's not taken in, maybe, but then there is a square between her Sun and Neptune, so I don't know, in some respects, maybe she is a little over-trusting. Just possibilities here. Well, there's something else I wanted to say about the chart as well. Anyway, we'll have to live without that. So, sorry about that. So, I'm just putting this in here just to remind us there is a lot of synergy between these two. Their relationship started at sometime 1982-ish. I haven't got the date of that, but the relationship itself is coming up to Saturn return. Anyway, so lots of synergy, some of it marvellous and some of it quite challenging. Okay. What I will point out is that Vicky has got two planets at 8 degrees, one of them in Capricorn, and he's got Jupiter in 8 degrees of Cancer. So for the astrologers among us, we know Pluto's coming. Yeah, so maybe need to think about that. So, their story. So, clearly, I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. But their story is that way back when, 10 years ago, Chris Hoon was caught speeding. He was up for 3 points on his driving licence. An extra 3 points on his driving licence at that time would have meant that he lost his licence. And he was also going for a nomination as an MP. So losing his licence, he thought, might impact that next step in his career. So he didn't want to take his points. And Vicky Price, his wife, did take his points. Whether she was coerced or whether she was willingly took them became the issue of a court case. But at the time, she took his points. So he kept his licence, which ironically he then lost about 3 months later because he committed another driving offence. But anyway, so what will happen? So anyway, that happened, kind of ancient history. And although, you know, it's against the law, because you're lying to the law, so it's against the law. But to be honest, I know people who've done that. So although I'm not saying it's right, it's not that uncommon a thing to have happened. So anyway, time marches on, and in May 2010, this man, who's part of the Liberal Democrats, the third party in the UK, ends up being part of a coalition government. This must have been an unbelievable moment. The glittering prize. You know, completely unexpected. He couldn't have dreamt of it in his wildest dreams, I imagine. But anyway, so, however, with that marvellous moment also comes a higher profile. And in June 2010... the News of the World, the good old News of the World, one of our famous tabloids now gone, made a phone call to WHO. And they had evidence that he had been having an affair with an aide for about a year or so. But anyway, they had pictures and evidence. And on a Saturday afternoon, they rang him and said, "We're going to print this story tomorrow." So he has got very little time. His wife doesn't know about this relationship. And what he did, which is where I got the story, the heading for my presentation, actually. He told Vicky Price, A, about the phone call, B, about his affair, C, that it was a serious relationship, and D, that he was going to leave. He also, in the same conversation, said, we, darling, have 30 minutes to kill this story. So, I mean, I'm laughing at that, but I don't know about you. When you're in a tricky situation, you know, often our attention goes just on us. What's important for me? And old habits come in. So I could almost hear myself saying that. So I am laughing at the poor man. But, you know, it wasn't the best thing for him to do, of course. But anyway, and I'm sure he's thought about that since. The story doesn't finish there, because then apparently what he did was went to his study, wrote a notice to the press saying that his marriage was over, and then went off to the gym. And this is the bit that I missed out of Vicky Price's chart, is that she's got Mars in Scorpio. And sometimes that might mean that someone likes a bit of revenge, sometimes it can be a bit vengeful. Anyway, so when he gets back from the gym, his clothes are in plastic bags on the doorstep. And he's out of the house, and a week later she filed for divorce. So this is quick. And, you know, just as a human being, I can imagine she must have been devastated if she didn't know anything about this. So, anyway. So we move on now. Our story moves on for another year. And during this time, I am suggesting, or could be completely wrong, but my instinct is that her Mars in Scorpio has been having a field day. And she started to talk to the press. And her objective is, and she's actually written this, she wanted to nail Chris Hoon. And she wanted to ruin his career. Destroy his career in politics. And so the way that she decided that she would do this is by having an article, having the story printed in the newspaper, but her part in it being sort of brushed over. So he gave his points to a woman. Unnamed. Now, she's smart. She was apparently one of the top economic advisors to the government. So, and you just think, you can't really have believed that would have happened, but isn't it amazing what our minds do? We just deceive ourselves sometimes. Anyway, so she went ahead with her plan, and the article was printed in the Times, and I'm just going to have a quick look at that chart in a minute. So, Hoon completely denied. It became transparent as soon as the article was printed that she was the woman. So she's now potentially in trouble as well, because she's also broken the law. Or potentially broken the law. So a year later, the Crown Prosecution Service have done a lot of investigation, and they decided there is a case to answer. So both of them were charged. At this point, Hoon resigns from the government, but he's still an MP, and he's still denying the charges. So we've got the ambitious man fighting. He's just holding onto his ground. However, a year later, he finally admits that actually he was guilty, and he has to resign as an MP. And of course, his career's in tatters. He's also now, with the build-up of all these lies and so on, in pretty deep trouble. And a few weeks ago, they were both sentenced to 8 months in jail for perverting the course of justice. So the two things I'd just like to look at are the points where I see something different might have happened. You know, so the first one is this publication with this article in the paper. And the second is when he resigned. So, okay. Now, before I do that, Liz Green talks about transits and progressions when we're forecasting in terms of three levels of meaning. So the first level she talks about is the level of meaning. So, and Kim referred to it, you know, what was the purpose of that and what did I learn from that? That might not be apparent for years. You know, it could be a long, long time, couldn't it, before we really think, actually, that was a good thing to happen, or that's why that happened, because I took something from that. The other, the next sort of level is the emotional level. And this is where she calls this the glue that sticks this all together. And it's the emotional level that we tend to deal with our clients, isn't it? They come because something's going on and they are uncomfortable. They're afraid, they're sad, they're angry, whatever they are, there's something going on that they want to unravel. And what Green says is that it's at this level where we've got choice. So if we talk about this, become aware of what's going on emotionally, become aware of maybe our strong ambition or our desire for revenge or whatever it is in our own charts, then we're more likely, having sort of owned it and understood it a little bit better, to be able to make different choices. And if we make different choices, think about something differently, then what happens on the material level is going to be different. Sadly, they didn't come and see any of us. So let's have a look at this. So this is the chart of the Sunday when the article appeared in the Sunday Times. So this is exposure time. So a couple of the things that I wanted to look at, first of all, is on the day itself, we've got this stellium in Aries. And this is quite a close conjunction here. So how I read this is Jupiter, big, Mercury, story, Venus, relationship. So this is a big story about a relationship somewhere, which is sort of trining very closely her Mercury and Pluto. So her sort of, it's her story, isn't it? And the other thing that's going on here is that this the North Node is trining both of those points. So when I looked at that, my instinct was this must have felt like it was fated. You know, I can imagine her opening the paper and feeling, whoa, something's pulling me along here that's out of my control. Apparently, when she saw the newspaper, first of all, the story was on the front page. She was expecting it to be inside. It was on the front page. It was big news. And secondly, it was clear as day that she was the woman involved, so she was in pretty big trouble. She apparently freaked out, and she went away and stayed with some friends to kind of try and rebalance herself. But she hadn't, apparently, that's what it sounds like, she hadn't realised what the potential of what she was doing. She also cut off contact with the journalist who published the article. So, now, just astrologically, Pluto, our friend, had just come up right, very, very close to this Chiron. But it hadn't, I don't think it was quite in orb. So she probably hadn't felt it. But as an astrologer, you're sort of thinking, ooh, you know, something's going to happen here, quite possibly. So, and it's moving away here. So she didn't really get into deep trouble for some while. And also, Pluto's going to be trining that Mars as well. So there's a lot of energy around this. But she's not really in trouble yet, I don't think. I think she's uncomfortable maybe, but not in big trouble, though you might see it differently. Okay. So, I think if she'd come and talk to... Well, sorry. Going back to the journalist wrote an article after they were jailed. And it was headed, Broken Woman. So this journalist saw her as a victim, as someone who was very fragile and completely broken by events. And that's what made me think about being an astrologer. I think we might, if someone arrived in that state, forget about what's actually going on in the chart at the moment and just be with that person. What's her emotion? What's her state? She is very distressed. So maybe talking about that would have, I don't know, maybe it would have changed her mind. Maybe it wouldn't. Who knows? Maybe this whole thing was part of her growth. So the next point where I think a decision could have been made that would have perhaps lessened the impact, because the idea is that the more conscious we are, isn't it, the more aware we are that everything that's going on inside is actually a reflection of ours, so the more conscious we are and the more we own that, the less traumatic theoretically, the events on the outside. Anyway, so here he is. He's he's charged now. So the Crown Prosecution Service have charged him, and he's had to resign from government, which must have been hard. The way I read this situation is he's thinking, I'm going to tough this out. You know, I've got a chance to keep my career. To you know, to go back into government at some point. So I'm going to be bold. When we're looking at what we've got here, is Pluto is opposite his Jupiter, but it is going to come opposite his sun at some point fairly soon. So if I was in this situation, and I can't say for anybody else, I probably would have told the truth at this point. I kind of think I would have gone, I'll cut my losses. But he clearly didn't, because it was too important to him, I guess. So I don't think I've got anything else to say about that. So in the meantime, between this time and the time when he has to resign, there's kind of devastation in his personal life. So my perspective was, if I resign now, I'm guilty, so I'm probably going to go to jail, and I lose my job, and I lose my reputation. And that they're all things that are important to him. He did resign and plead guilty a year later, by which time our friend Pluto, it's not beautiful, was directly opposite Sun. It was almost, to my mind, he couldn't do anything else. He was forced into it. But in that year, what we've seen in the press are texts between him and his son that were really quite painful to read, even if you don't know the people. We have had details about his relationship with Vicky Price, which I guess most of us would have preferred not to see. And I think for most people would prefer not to be out there. So that year of him fighting has created more damage. So he's not just lost his career, and he's not just lost his reputation, but he's damaged relationships within his family, which presumably are important, being a Cancerian. They're important to everybody, aren't they? So, anyway. So, clearly, their lives go on, and they're going to be making different choices. And it may be, as I say, that this has been perfect for them, that this whole story will have great value for them at either now or at some point in the future. And I'm a great one for thinking, wouldn't it be marvellous when those difficult times come to be, you know, perfectly balanced and not be swept into the mood of the moment and not get lost in your own stuff. But we're all human, aren't we? And we all mess up. And sometimes we mess up big time. So, and what I was thinking about at the end of it all, even if we haven't gotten to the point where we've established a meaning for ourselves from the difficult times that we've had, I think we can make a choice that says either we're defined by those experiences. And what I'm thinking about there is, if you remember the Miss Havisham character in Great Expectations, she's defined by that moment where she's jilted at the altar, you know, so she's forever in her wedding dress and she never moves on from that time. Or do we actually grow from it? Do we actually try and integrate and learn from it? And I think we are very lucky as astrologers that we have got this tool or this art or whatever astrology is, because I think it helps us do that, and it helps us gain perspective, and it helps us to see things differently, and it enriches our lives in many, many ways. So yeah, so that's it. Anybody got a question or two? Oh, that's what we like.
Where did you find her birth?
Yes.
I've not.
Oh, right. So, I am their stalker. I've been quite embarrassed about it, really. I didn't realise I had this side of me. When they were charged together, the day that he pleaded guilty, they both gave their birth details in court, and it was recorded by the Daily Telegraph, so it's online.
Right.
Yeah,
nowhere on the net.
I know. I was struggling with that, but.
What do you think the chart might say about regret? Do you think she feels regret for all this?
I don't know yet. I mean, she said in court, she did say. I don't think she used the word regret, but she thinks she could have taken a different route. And there was, I can't remember her name, there was a woman some years ago, whose husband left her, and she went massively into revenge. And I quite like the way she did her revenge, actually. She cut, he was very wealthy and had the most beautiful wardrobe. Sorry, Paolo, don't. And she cut off the sleeve off of every... Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's me. And she did some other things as well. Anyway, she was interviewed just around the time when Vicky Price went to jail. And she said, it's absolutely not worth it. But, you know, is Vicky Price in that position now where she feels that? Who knows? I mean, she hasn't had such a bad time all this time. She's released a book and all the rest of it. But I suspect she didn't think she'd be 8 months in jail. Yeah. So I imagine there will be somewhere at some point.
That's more like an observation. It's interesting how, since the sun, both of them is in Cancer, and the opposition has for Capricorn, how the whole thing starts in your family with Capricorn.
Yeah.
This is like the entrance, your family is the entrance to the underworld, you know.
Yeah. And there's lots in her chart about father. You know, if you really look at it, there's lots about absent father or wounded relationship there. There's a huge amount there. Hello, boy.
Yeah, when you were talking, I saw those charts, and it reminded me of a question I was asked some time recently, that what makes a good relationship? And I said, not similar charts. You've got to have a challenge to make a good relationship. And I think they got into this trap because they were so similar to each other in all that water energy, they thought they could do anything.
Yeah.
And they could while they were together and holding it together, but as soon as they weren't holding it together, then they didn't understand the world outside themselves.
Yeah, that's enough.
And, you know, they got trapped in this.
Yeah.
So we need contrast to have good relationships.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes, because, you know, whatever you think about these people, certainly I have much more sympathy now. I was kind of neutral before, but I've got much more sympathy for them now. Mm. You know, they're human beings who've made a big mistake, and that's a good point, actually, that the relationship no longer held them.
Mm.
They're a bit naive in some way, which sounds surprising. Mm.
It's just like to add with relationship, I think that also when there are problems in relationships, say between friends or a couple like that, and each one is then on their own in some way, just a moment where, what, you know, how does that affect me going forward? The South Node becomes quite important, and she has Pluto on the South Node, and he has Sun Jupiter, so he'll look out for herself and.
Yeah.
She can't control
herself. Yeah, there's quite a lot in her chart as well about that difficulty containing it.
And then for him, Saturn, her Mars is on his Saturn, and obviously that's where a lot will happen. When his Saturn is in danger, then she could be the one who can facilitate the unwilling.
She did. Yes, and actually, you're absolutely right, because this is a story of a relationship. It's not a story of a political or career. It's a story of a relationship with all its drama. Okay, so thank you. Okay, so we're now at that wonderful moment.